Good morning, everyone. Welcome to my wellness radio show hosted by YKT Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Program. My name is Melanie Plucky Roland, and I am the Tobacco Outreach Specialist. Thank you for listening. As always, the phone lines are open for your questions and comments, so please feel free to participate in the conversation today by calling 543-5985 or 543-2756, or if you need to dial in with the village, 1-800-995-8954, or email your questions or comments to radio@kyuk.org. We would love to hear from you today. So, did you know that September is World Recovery Month? Recovery Month was created by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA, within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, to increase the awareness and understanding of mental and substance use disorders and celebrate the people who recover. Before we discuss further into World Recovery Month, I would like to welcome our guest speakers, Victoria and Henry, excuse me. Can you tell me a little bit about yourselves?
Hi, Plucky. Thank you so much for having us here today.
You're welcome.
My name is Victoria Galanopoulos, and I'm the Tobacco Prevention Program Coordinator. And I've been here in Bethel for almost a year. I am also a former tobacco user and a certified tobacco treatment specialist. And I'm here to share information about our program with you today and support World Recovery Month.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Henry George. I'm originally from Guadeloupe. I've been working at YKT for 11 years, 10 years in tobacco. You know, I'm a certified tobacco treatment specialist, former tobacco user too.
Thank you for introducing yourselves. So, World Recovery Month is a national observance holiday held every September to educate Americans that substance use treatment and mental health services can enable those with a mental and or substance use disorders to live a healthy and rewarding life. Victoria, why is this month so important to you?
Thank you, Plucky.
You're welcome.
Yes, Recovery Month also celebrates the gains made by those in recovery, just as we celebrate health improvements made by those who are managing health conditions such as hypertension, diabetes, asthma, and heart disease. The observance reinforces the positive message that behavioral health is essential to overall health. Prevention works, treatment is effective, and people can and do recover.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you a few series of questions. Is it a myth or fact that studies show that nicotine is an addictive as other drugs like cocaine or heroin?
Yes, thank you, Plucky. This is a, truth in many parts. So yes, the truth is that both are equally addictive. The progression of addiction is the same for nicotine as it is for heroin or cocaine or alcohol. These agents have in common the ability to stimulate the release of neurotransmitter dopamine in the midbrain. Dopamine induces feelings of euphoria and pleasure and is responsible for acting on the dopamine reward pathway system.
Thank you. So, myth or fact, Henry? Why treat tobacco dependence in behavioral health settings?
You know, persons with mental illness and addictions, you know, they want to quit smoking and they can successfully quit. So what was your question?
Oh, I'm sorry. So is it a myth or fact that mental illness and addictions want to quit smoking and can successfully quit?
Yeah, that's true. You know, they can quit, you know. You know, they can quit, you know, people with those disabilities, they want to quit. So Did I answer it wrong, Victoria?
Yeah. No, I think, I like your question, Plucky, because that is a pretty common myth. People, oftentimes, we hear this in recovery. If somebody is just trying to get through recovering from heroin, we oftentimes hear people say, we can't possibly ask them to quit smoking cigarettes at the same time that they're recovering from heroin because it's so challenging. But really, what we find is that when people do quit nicotine and include that as a part of the recovery program, they are actually more successful at staying away from all substances. So it is true that people with mental illness do want to quit and can be successful. Mental health and substance use disorders.
Thank you. So, is it a myth or fact quitting tobacco can aid treatment?
Yes, it absolutely can aid treatment. So smoking cessation treatment does not necessarily have negative impacts on psychiatric symptoms. So research has shown this, and we know that in a review of clinical trials, people are 25% more successful at quitting and staying quit when they include nicotine as a part of the recovery program.
That's great. So this is one of my favorite questions. Is it a myth or fact quitting tobacco helps people stay sober? So you quite answered that in the previous answer, but people who participate in smoking cessation efforts while engaged in other substance abuse treatment has been associated with 25%. So everybody would, or a lot of people are more likely to be nicotine free for other substance addictions as well.
Correct, yes.
So
you know, Plucky, if I may also like to say that, you know, we're seeing more and more recovery centers in going tobacco-free. And with that, they're including and incorporating tobacco cessation as a part of the recovery program. And so that's how we've come up with some of, we've been able to get this really great, rich information that shows that people are more successful when they staying quit from their other substances when they include nicotine as a part of that. So just, I wanted to kind of give you a few facts around quitting and, you know, the importance of including a counselor in pharmacology in the program. When we look at a nicotine addiction, we look at really treating it in two components. We look at the behavioral aspect of nicotine addiction, and then we look at the physical aspect of treating nicotine addiction. And so that's why it's important that we look at pharmacology to treating the chemical portion, and then we look at counseling to help with the behavioral part of treating the nicotine addiction. With that, just to let you know that, you know, when people, there are people that quit all the time, every day, cold turkey by themselves. In fact, 4% of the people that quit will be successful when they just quit all on their own. If they use nicotine replacement therapy or pharmacology as a part of their treatment program, so like nicotine patches,
the lozenges, the nicotine gum.
Bupropion, there's other, and varenicline, there's a couple of other types.
Chantix.
Yep, Chantix, right. Then if they just use pharmacology all on their own without any counseling, that number goes up to 22%. But when they combine the two, counseling and pharmacology as a part of their recovery program and in treating nicotine dependence, that number shoots up to 36% success rates.
That's a great
Yeah. So that really shows the importance of entering into a tobacco cessation program such as the YKHC tobacco cessation program or the State of Alaska
Quitline.
Yes.
Thank you, Victoria.
Since we were talking about a cessation counseling, you know, how can, you know, anybody that wants to quit using tobacco, give us, you know, you can give us a call at 543-6312. That's our main department's phone number. And, you know, we can counsel you in Yupik or in English, and or you could come by our department. Where come in our department, it's right by the outpatient pharmacy.
Thank you so much. And also, about the news about next week on Tuesday, September 11th. Victoria, would you like to go into detail with that?
Okay, sure, yes. So the City Council will be taking public testimony on a proposed edit to the smoking ordinance in the city. And so just want to invite anybody that is interested in this topic. The issue is whether we want to or whether the city is going to move the range of smoking from 25 feet to 50 feet. So currently it's prohibited. You can't smoke closer than 25 feet from a door. The proposed change is to move that to 50 feet. The second issue with that is to actually move the feet from the end of a ramp. So the feet would start rather than from a door, would be from the end of a ramp. So, for example, something such as ACE or AC, you can see where that might be helpful. There are many times where we see people that are using tobacco right at the entry of a ramp, and that's obviously a problem for people that have to walk through that and have to use a ramp, that aren't able to use stairs and maybe have compromised cardiovascular or lung health issues. So secondhand smoke exposure is a concern for many people. And so for those people that are concerned about this issue, we would just wanted to let you know that you have a opportunity to speak about this at the next City Council meeting, which is going to be next Tuesday at 6:30. If you're interested in doing that, you will want to go a little bit earlier. So I would say go about 6:15, because you have to sign up to be able to give public testimony.
On the people to be heard?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So, okay. If you want to start the initiation to move forward, then please come and join at the City Council.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. If you want to, so I think this is it for today. I'm sorry, excuse me.
You know, Henry, I know you've been in our program, the Tobacco Cessation, YKHC Tobacco Cessation Program, working in it for 11 years. And so I think that you're probably a really great resource to talk about the program. Can you just provide some details about what somebody can expect when they walk through our doors, and how does somebody enroll in our program? Whether they're somebody that's concerned about substance use disorders, or if they just want to enroll in, or if they just want to ask us some questions about our program.
Okay, so, you know, anybody's welcome to give us a call at 543-6312 or call our 800 number at 1-800-478-3321. Extension is 6312. And, you know, you don't need a referral to talk with us. You know, you could give us a call anytime. If we don't pick up the phone at 6312, please leave us your name and your contact information. And, Moses Sayagra Jr., he's our other tobacco treatment specialist, and we're from the region. We were bilingual. We speak Yupik and we speak English too, and we offer nicotine replacements, you know, the nicotine patches, nicotine gum, nicotine lozenges, and then there's two non-nicotine medications, bupropion, Zyban, or Wellbutrin, and then the last one is Chantix, varicinolone, you know, but keeping it simple, it's Chantix, and, you know, you take those. You could continue using tobacco while you're taking the medications, and, you know, so there's a lot of, you know, the key is to communicate. You know, if something doesn't work, give us a call or let us know. Did that answer?
Yeah, yeah, okay. That did. Yeah, and I like that you that last part that you just said to Henry about communicate with us. That's, you know, the program. It's a year-long program. We meet at 7 different intervals. 8 different intervals, including the intake. And within the first 3 months, that's when we meet with our patients more frequently. And as time progresses, it's fewer visits, but we can increase that too with you if you're interested. But during those visits, and whether they're in our office or over the phone, we will talk about the challenges that you might be experiencing. So asking you questions about how are you managing your stress? What have you changed in your life? Because that's another component. Stress management is a challenge for most of us. Regardless of whether we are trying to recover from other substances or we have a mental illness, it's still a challenge for most of us. So, you know, are you incorporating physical activity into your life? How do you decompress? So talk about those kinds of issues.
So we do the initial intake. You know, that's when we find out how much tobacco you use, and then we have 8 follow-up calls, you know, the quit date, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then 6, 12, 26, and then 1 year. Those are the intervals. And, the key is to communicate. You know, if something doesn't work, let us know.
And if I may, this is Victoria again.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to, since we are talking about observing World Recovery Month, to just add in a little note about people that are recovering from substance use disorders and mental illness and pharmacology, because that also is a question that we often get, or a concern from people that perhaps are taking other kinds of medications to recover. So nicotine replacement therapy, such as the gum, the lozenges, an inhaler, those most often will be prescribed for somebody that maybe is recovering from other kinds of substance use disorders, because there's really not too much contradiction with other medications that they may be taking.
Okay.
But, you know, something to know. And again, this is something that we would discuss with our patients to get their complete history to find out, you know, what's really the best medication for them. So things like bupropion, Zyban that Henry had mentioned, that may not be recommended for people recovering from alcohol abuse, because there's a concern of seizures and perhaps even eating disorders with that as well. So that would probably be a medication that we would not recommend.
Or if you have any history of seizures or head injury, they don't recommend Zyban.
Right.
Wellbutrin.
Yes. And then varenicline, or more commonly known as Chantix, that's a really popular medication that's helping quite a few people to recover from nicotine dependence. But again, that's not recommended for everybody. So, for example, if you're pregnant or if you are taking other medications for substance abuse or mental illness, then that will probably be a medication that's not recommended. But the key here is that, you know, we work with physicians, your primary care physician, and we do a thorough intake to find out what is the appropriate medication, if so, because, you know, there may be there are people, as we said before, that perhaps aren't going to want to use a medication, and that's fine. You know, just research shows that you're typically more successful, but, you know, there's not a one-size-fits-all, and that's the other beauty of our program, is that we really try to customize the program for the person.
And I would like to add one more note on that. A lot of people are afraid to take the nicotine replacement therapies because they're scared of the side effects. But think about, like, how many chemicals do you enter into your body, because there are 4,000 chemicals smoking.
7,000.
7,000 chemicals in a cigarette, and there are more, like, chewing a can and a can of cigarettes is like smoking 60 cigarettes. So thinking about all those chemicals and all those chemicals harming your blood vessels in your body, making it harder and building plaque to increase the risks for heart disease and stroke and all the other symptoms of health effects. Mm-hmm.
With the nicotine replacements, you know, the nicotine patches, there's two common side effects. One of them is sleep disturbances, and the other one is your skin may get irritated or a rash may develop after several weeks of, you know, using that patch. But, you know, if you have problems with that, you know, you could remove the patch earlier before going to bed. And the other one is use hydrocortisone cream, 1% hydrocortisone cream on your skin before you put the patch on.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, these aren't, okay. You know, people, you know, for people that chew or smoke, you know, they work. You know, so they have a lot of choices.
So if you have any questions, I would like to thank Victoria and Henry for joining me along with the Wellness Wednesday radio show with the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation for the Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Program. If you have any questions or if you'd like to quit using tobacco, please call 907-543-6312. Or you could please call 1-800-478-3321, extension 6312.
Or call the state quit line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW. They offer free counseling and free NRTs also.
Thank you so much, Rayana, and have a great day.
You have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.